Welcome back to the Football Front Podcast. Today I'm going over the scores of the divisional round and previewing the conference championships, AFC, NFC championships. I'm not going to have a tier list today. There's going to be another one next week to fill out the Pro Bowl because that's kind of a weak day for news and stuff. But also, I started a YouTube channel. It is called the Football Front Podcast. I will probably put a link in the description below or where, above, below, something like that. I'll put a description there. It's the Football Front Podcast. Go ahead and subscribe to that. Like, comment. It's just the audio with a still background of the logo and a couple other things. So go check that out. It's going to have every episode except the divisional round one because I lost the recording, but it has the wild card round and it's going to have this one on it as well. So, and if you're coming from YouTube, go ahead and check out my podcasts on Apple Podcast, Google Podcasts, Deezer, Spotify, basically wherever you can get your podcasts. And then also, if you're on a podcast app, review, rate, subscribe, all of that good stuff. And then lastly, leave a voice message. Go ahead and leave a voice message. If you're on one of the podcast apps, there will be a link in the description. Probably also in the YouTube channel as well. But all of that being said, now let's go ahead and talk about some football. Starting off with going over the divisional round of the playoffs in those games. For the divisional round, we had Jacksonville versus Kansas City the first game, 27-20 Kansas City. Oh, and sorry, my stuff's going down in my house, so if there's any background noise, try and ignore it. I have no mic right now. This is literally just computer audio, so try and ignore it. First of all, we have, so yeah, Chiefs, Jaguars. Chiefs win 27-20 and advance on to play what will be Cincinnati Bengals. So stats-wise, Mahomes playing on the injured ankle. He got hurt in the second quarter, came back in the second half, was 22 of 30, 195 yards and two touchdowns. Played good. With the injury, he played phenomenal, I think. And I mean, he helped them to the win. Comparison to Trevor Lawrence, 24 of 39, 217 yards, touchdown and interception. I think Mahomes played better. The other key in this game, I think, was the rushing game for Kansas City. They were good. Pacheco was their leading rusher with 95 yards, whereas Etienne only got 62. Travis Kelce was also big. He got both touchdowns from Mahomes, 14 receptions, 98 yards. You can tell he is their number one receiver in every way, but he's tight end. He's their number one pass catcher. We'll just call it that. And I think I'll get to this a little later, but I'll brief on it now. They need to get more of their other receivers involved if they're going to be able to beat Cincinnati. Juju Smith-Schuster, Kadarius Toney, Valdez Scantling, all of them are going to have to get involved. But that's that game. I think the only reason the Jaguars stayed in it was because Mahomes got hurt and wasn't 100% when he came back. So, I mean, that kind of justifies a little bit of the Chiefs. None of that really shocked me. Then we had the Giants-Eagles. Okay, sorry guys. I was about as wrong as I could have been on this game. They scored 28 points in the first half. And the only touchdown the Giants scored was in the third quarter. So, I mean, obviously the Giants had an amazing season. So did Jaguars, but neither of them had a chance that week in those games. I completely overestimated. Giants underestimated the Eagles. Jalen Hurts was phenomenal. 16-24, 154 yards and two touchdowns. He did everything he needed to do. Jones couldn't get anything going. None of the offense could. 15-27, 135 yards and an interception. Just couldn't get anything. No one could get going in that game. I mean, for the Giants, Philadelphia had the single best rushing attack I have ever seen in a playoff game. One of the best. Kenneth Gainwell's 12 carries, 112 yards, and a touchdown. Miles Sanders, 17 carries, 90 yards. Jalen Hurts, we were thinking he would have had some problems running, but he was 9 carries, 34 yards, and a touchdown. Boston Scott as well pitched in 6 carries, 32 yards, and a touchdown. In total, the team had 44 carries, 268 yards, and 3 touchdowns rushing. That's insane. That is insane. I mean, the Giants rushing wasn't bad. They got 118 yards on 20 carries, but they need to rely more on that rushing attack in the game like that. In Philadelphia, they could have easily thrown the ball more, but they knew they got up and they just played conservative with the run game. They did it well, and that's how they got so many yards. I mean, Saquon Barkley was the Giants' leading rusher. He only had 61. I mean, Jalen Hurts and Boston Scott. So the worst, their quarterback and their third string running back combined had more yards than Saquon Barkley did. They can't just have that. That was a problem. And so was the defense. New York's defense couldn't do anything. Philadelphia's was amazing. They sacked him 5 times for Philadelphia. One sack for the Giants. Cameron Xavier McKinney. I mean, really. That's not what they needed. They needed to have a set. If they had any chance, the Giants needed to have a defensive game, and Philadelphia would have had to be really off, and they weren't. Receiving wise, Richie James had 7 receptions, 51 yards, leading the way for the Giants. Devonta Smith led the way for Philadelphia, 6 receptions, 61 yards. Dallas Goedert was just behind him with 58 yards. Now that game's gone over. We'll go over to the next one, which was the Buffalo Bills. They lost. I can't say I predicted it because I didn't on the podcast itself, which I probably should have, but they ever since the last 3 weeks of the season, those last 3 weeks and into the playoffs, they've just been a little off. And that continued today. Josh Allen wasn't his best. It's 25-42, 264 yards and an interception. That's not what they needed him. Joe Burrow, 23-36, 242 yards, 2 touchdowns, everything they needed him to be. And for Buffalo, their receiving game wasn't there. Dawson Knox was their leading receiver, which isn't bad. Like, you're getting depth. But Stephon Diggs, Isaiah McKenzie, oh man, I'm blanking out on the other guy. Cole Beasley. There's one more. I know who I'm thinking of. Let me look at this. Gabe Davis, that's it. They have so many weapons to throw the ball to. They have Dawson Knox. They have Devin Singletary out of the back. They have James Cook out of that. They have Stephon Diggs, one of the best receivers in the league. They have Gabe Davis, Cole Beasley, Isaiah McKenzie. Nyheim Hines is dynamic out of the back. But they couldn't get anything. And that's also a result that they couldn't do anything running, that they had to throw the ball 42 times. And when the receivers are off, they couldn't do anything. They couldn't do anything. You compare that to Cincinnati, they had 172 total rushing yards. They almost tripled the amount that Buffalo had. That's when you have a good rushing attack and a good passing attack, and it's a balanced offense. That's when you're going to be good. Buffalo doesn't have a balanced offense. They have passing a lot more than they have running. They pass 75% of the time. It's too predictable. Cincinnati passed 36 times, or well, Joe Burrow threw the ball 36 times, and the team ran the ball 34 times. Compared to Buffalo, they ran the ball 19 times and Allen threw it 42 times. That's way more different. Like, that's not balanced. That is the difference in, I think, that game. I mean, defensively also, only one sack for Buffalo. I mean, Bengals got one sack as well, but if Buffalo was going to win the game, they also needed to get on their horse and get some defensive stops, and they couldn't. 27-10 ended up being the final score of that game. And then the last game of the divisional weekend, a weekend that I will admit that was one of the best weekends of football. That was everything it was advertised to be. It was phenomenal. Dallas, San Francisco, final game of the divisional round. That was amazing. Brock Purdy wasn't his best. But here's the thing. With that many weapons, George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, with that many weapons, he can, he can get, he like he has an easier life. He has a solid offensive line. All of that helps him. Prescott was horrible as well. Prescott was just bad. Two interceptions, only 206 yards. It's horrible. In their running attack, non-existent. Ezekiel Elliott is horrible. I mean, I know Pollard got injured, but they couldn't get anything going with Pollard or Zeke. In total, in the game, they only had 76 rushing yards. 22 from Pollard, 22 from Dak, and 26 from Zeke. That is not what they need. Sorry if that, oh, whatever. That is not what they needed. That is not in any way what they needed. CeeDee Lamb was out, 117 yards. But he's their only receiver, so it's so one-dimensional. George Kittle had five receptions, 95 yards. But Purdy was able to throw it and complete it to 14 other times to different people. And that is key to them winning this game. That is key. I mean, plus the home field advantage for San Francisco, one of some of the, craziest fans in the NFL. But Dallas, I mean, yeah, they're locked into Dak, but man, I'm betting that Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy, they're like, I wish we did not lock up Dak long term like we just did, because that's not panning out like it's supposed to. They needed a different look that wasn't Dak Prescott. And I have no doubt that Dak Prescott can be a solid starting NFL quarterback, but he needs to stop throwing interceptions. And I'll tell you what, everyone's doubting Brock Purdy. He's done everything in his power to carry the 49ers to victory on multiple occasions. He has not done anything wrong. He has been exactly what they've needed him to be. And that's a good thing. Then now that we've done the divisional round, let's move on to the championship, NFC Championship. Preview the 49ers versus the Eagles. My prediction is the 49ers in a defensive battle. 17-14, 49ers will pull it out with a defensive stop at the end. ESPN's matchup predictor has a 65% chance the Eagles win, 34% San Francisco 49ers win. Why is everyone underrating Brock Purdy? The only reason that that matchup predictor is so lopsided is because it's Brock Purdy at quarterback. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. That's the only reason. I'm going to go for a position-by-position battle here. This is the 3 o'clock game on Fox, by the way. Sorry. Get that one. Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Brock Purdy. But Brock Purdy's not going to screw you up. McCaffrey's a better running back. Miles Sanders is amazing, though. It's balanced. I mean, Jalen Hurts is significantly better. So that's 1 point for the Eagles. And I'm gonna call it tie on the rushing because McCaffrey's more dynamic and can go out of the back, but Sanders is a better runner. Like that's just me. Receiving wise, AJ Brown, Devonta Smith versus Ayuk, Deebo Samuel, and George Kittle. I'm taking the 49ers in that battle. And honestly, if I had to choose, which I do have to, McCaffrey is better than Miles Sanders. So that's 2-1 San Francisco. Philadelphia's got the better defense statistically. I'll give them that. So 2-2. Offensive line, it's tight. It's tight. But I mean, I don't know enough to make a decision on that one. Yeah, I don't have enough to make a decision. But here's another thing that I'm gonna talk who's gonna be the 49ers starting quarterback next year? I'm pretty sure Jimmy Garoppolo's contract's up, but they can easily re-sign him. But Trey Lance, who was injured, your first round pick, and or Brock Purdy, the guy that's carried you to the NFC, not carried, but guided you to an NFC championship game. I mean, he wasn't the star or anything, but he's played well. He's played very well for them. And they lost their two starting caliber quarterbacks, and they went to Mr. Irrelevant, and he's played phenomenal for them. Who's going to be their quarterback next year? I think you can't deny Brock Purdy that opportunity. I don't think you can. So that's where I'm going with that, at least. Next up, I have the game of Chiefs Bengals. This is the AFC Championship game. It's on 6:30 on CBS. CBS. Sorry if you just heard it all down or what just happened there. Bengals Chiefs. All right. Bengals are 3-0 with Joe Burrow. So they won in the regular season last year, in the playoffs last year, in the regular season this year against Kansas City Chiefs, I'm pretty sure. It's hard to beat a team that, like that 4 times. I said it last week. It's hard to beat a team 3 times with the Eagles. They just did. But I mean, that Chiefs team is way more dynamic than it was the last time they met. Pacheco's emerged. Mahomes is good. He's going to be fine. He's going to be playing normally. I don't think anything's wrong with Mahomes right now. Travis Kelce, but they have more dynamic. They're not just throwing it to deep Tyreek Hill on their deep routes. They have multiple options there. I think Chiefs will win this game. Now, yeah, I'm going with the consensus here. It's 66%, 34% in favor of the Chiefs, according to ESPN's matchup predictor. KFC -2 on the spread. I mean, plus it's at home for or at Arrowhead. Arrowhead's the probably the loudest house in the NFL. They ain't going out easy. I'm taking the Chiefs here. I mean, you're the quarterback. Mahomes, Burrow. I'm taking Mahomes, but Burrow ain't bad. Mixon or Pacheco. Right now it's Pacheco. Kansas City's receiving. Let's see. Kelce. So you got Kelce, Juju, Valdez Scantling, or Ja'Marr Chase. I'm taking the Bengals. Yeah. Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Joe Mixon. Like, yeah, I'm taking the Bengals there. It's 2-1. Defensively, I mean, both are good. But right now, I'm taking the Chiefs. So, yeah, that my opinion, it's got to be the Chiefs in this game. Actually, I'm just looking at the injury report. Travis Kelce's questionable. So is Mecole Hardman, Justin Watson. I'm gonna look into that. Travis Kelce injury. Just a second here. That could change stuff. Okay, he's expected to play. Back spasms. Okay, he was a full. He should be fine. He'll be fine. Back spasms, but he practiced Friday. He's gonna play. Now, what's Mecole Hardman? He's listed as questionable as well. Mecole Hardman, because I mean he's also a big player for them. He can be big. Let's see what Mecole Hardman's injury status is. He's listed as questionable, pelvis injury, limited in practice. Yeah, I'm guessing he won't play, but still, they're gonna be fine, I think. I'm taking Kansas City. I think that's it for this episode, though. Next week, I think I'm gonna do top 10 running backs. So, it'll be interesting. But that's it for this time. Go check out the YouTube if you're on from YouTube. Go check out on the other podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe, like, comment, all the good stuff. And I'll see you in the next one.